Landing is an important part of the flight. Welcome to Jewish Meditation with Rabbi G. We continue on with our weekly series of making every day counts. So this past weekend, Sunday, Monday, I was in Melbourne for a wedding. It was very beautiful. And on one of the flights, I think it was going into Melbourne or coming into Sydney, the landing was particularly rough. You know, when you go on an airplane, just sometimes the landing is just much smoother than other times. But I was thinking, you know, in the context of what we always say, that everything that happens to us is for a purpose and a reason, for a lesson to be learnt. I was thinking about the importance of landing. So obviously to fly a plane, you've got to be an experienced pilot, and I'm sure that one was, just this particular landing wasn't so good. And obviously it's an amazingly complicated process of knowing how to fly a plane. I'm sure I wouldn't be able to do it myself. But you know, you fly and everything goes smooth, everything goes well, and then you land. And the landing is also a really important part. It's a really, really crucial part that is done correctly. And I was thinking that in our lives, we're on a journey, and that journey comprises of two parts: flying, taking off and flying, and landing. What do I mean? So when we fly, in a spiritual sense, we often have experiences which are particularly soulful, they're inspirational, where we connect to our soul, we kind of take off, we detach ourselves a little bit from the mundane treadmill of all the stresses and all the complications of all the material things that we do in life. We might spend every day in meditation, we might spend some time during a day of prayer, learning perhaps, engaging in a musical kumzitz, or doing something that's just very, very inspirational. And while it's happening, we're kind of spiritually flying. We're in a different world. We're really uplifted. We're feeling good. But those journeys, those flights come to an end. And for the most part of life, just like in the physical sense, for the most part, at least most of us human beings, certainly don't spend most of our time on an airplane. We're not flying. And the same thing is true in the spiritual sense. Most of our day, or most of our life, is not spent in deep spiritual, inspirational experiences, meditative experiences, transcendent experiences. Most of our experiences are actually in the mundane, in the physical world. We have to earn a living, we have to eat, we have to sleep. We have to do all the things that normal human beings do. Study, be responsible, find a profession, raise a family, whatever it takes. All those things are important, but they're much more physical than spiritual. But we also know that in order to get from place to another, in other words, always to grow, one has to fly once in a while, and then you come back to the normal, you come back to the mundane. But here's the trick. The trick is, the challenge is, or I should say, the opportunity is, to connect the spiritual with the physical. In other words, the key lies in the landing. How do we land from our spiritual experiences? How do we come back to earth after an inspirational experience? How do we do that? Do we do that smoothly? I mean, in other words, is it part of one journey? Or is it like it's rough? There's like a disconnect between the flight and the earth where we land. The Talmud tells us that when someone prays, there's an expression, they have to be libo lema'ala ve'inav lemata. The heart must be above and the eyes must be below, must look downwards. On a very simple level, what this means is that when you pray, you should pray without distractions. Your heart, where is your heart? Your heart should be in the transcendent connection experience. In order to do that, in order to remove all distractions, don't look around, don't look and be busy with other things, be mindful, be focused, be present, and look down. Your eyes must be looking down to remove all distractions. But the great mystics explain that phrase a little bit differently, and they say, when you pray, praying is a transcendent experience, as well as any other spiritual, real spiritual experience, meditative experience, transcendent experience. When you pray, your heart must soar to the heavens. You must immerse yourself and be inspired and recharge your battery with this very, very deep inspirational, uplifting experience. But at the same time, while you're doing that, you have to remember the goal. The goal is not the experience. The goal is the implementation of the experience afterwards. It's how it affects your whole day. So therefore, while you're involved, yes, your heart is somewhere else, but your eyes must be looking at Lamata down here. Your eyes must be looked downwards. Your eyes must be thinking, how am I going to implement this? What difference is it going to make to my day? So as a very simple example, take what we're doing right now. We're sharing a thought and we'll meditate for a few minutes. And hopefully you meditate properly by being present and mindful and just sort of shutting down for a while, doing the meditation exercises that many people do each day to spiritualize themselves, to recharge themselves, to focus themselves. But of course, when we finish this, everyone's going back to what they're doing. Everyone's going back to their life challenges, everyone's going back to their mundane experiences. So the challenge is, or the opportunity, as we said, is to make sure that we connect the two, that we land down from this experience or from any experience smoothly, and we just transition with ease into what we're going to be doing most of the day. In other words, we take the lessons, we take the inspiration, and we try and apply it to when things are much more material and much more mundane. And that's what I wanted to share with you today. And I think it's such an important thing. And sometimes how we do that is when the hustle and bustle gets really busy during the day, it's just to stop and to think back to the meditative experience, to think back to what we did before, and then sort of implement it as best as we can into the material and mundane experience that we're involved in. So let's just work this through a little bit with some meditation. Just focus and be comfortable. Try not to focus on any distractions around you. Perhaps closing your eyes is beneficial. And as you always begin, turn your attention to your breathing. Just use it to become focused and aware, and focus on the pulse of life, breathing in and breathing out. Your mind wanders, just gently bring it back and focus and feel the sensation of filling your lungs with air. Feel the inhalation and feel the sensation of letting go, expelling the toxicity by breathing out. In Hebrew, the word for breath is neshima, same word as neshama, the soul. Neshima, breath, is physical. It's about filling our lungs with oxygen. It's remaining alive, the pulse of life, on the physical level. But it's also an expression of our neshama, of our soul. Our soul and body must connect. The transcendent experience with the mundane must connect. Think of your neshama, think of your soul as you breathe in. Its purity, its transcendence, its power, its infinity. Can we connect it with our neshima, with our physical breathing and physical experiences? Can I find the opportunity in everyday life experiences I find the purity of the breath and the neshama in the mundane. Can I apply the calmness to the treadmill of daily life? Can I apply the inner peace to the conflicts of daily life? Our heart is in our soul. Our heart is flying upwards. But we must land and take that experience with us. Staying calm in chaos, finding purpose in the mundane, bringing together neshama and neshima, body and soul. Come back to where we are, and this is such an important idea, something to think about every time we meditate or pray or learn or just experience something uplifting. Can we take it with us? In the middle of the day, when we find chaos, can we just stop a moment and reflect back to our prayer, to our meditation, and just say, stay calm. Let's find the purpose. Let's be present. And let's find that peace and inner calmness in everything that we do. Have a wonderful day.